How can I help you?
Oh, hey, Rob McCullough. It's Murray. Murray Warren here in Vancouver with Fundery.com. And, yeah,
hey, Murray, how are you?
Oh, good. How are you? Happy Friday.
You too.
Thank you so much. Getting a bit warmer over there for you guys?
It's beautiful. Finally, spring's here in Ottawa, Murray.
Finally here in Vancouver.
Well, you don't think I'm relieved, so you're not going to get a sympathy vote on that one.
Well, I know where you're coming from, man. But it's been a bit chilly here, without a doubt. But not as chilly as, you know, yeah. Not as chilly as you guys. Okay, I had to say it. Yeah.
So how can I help you?
Okay, so we've been talking with, I think you got an email from Dr. Jacqueline Nyman. And
yeah.
She referred us to you. And we've got we've just launched our free crowdfunding platform called Fundery.com that's getting a ton of interest and activity with charitable organizations across Canada. We've just signed up Big Brothers, Big Sisters, SPCA Montreal, Heart and Lung Foundation, just to name a few. And this is a free crowdfunding platform that does t-shirt marketing like Teespring and Booster in the United States, which is just raised over $100 million for charities just in the last 24 months. And it's relatively new and unique in Canada, and we wanted to get your opinion and feedback on what we've created and wanted to maybe see if you were flexible to just view a 10-minute online executive web briefing next week or the week after. Just for 10 minutes, we wanted to show it to you and see how that could fit into campaigns to augment and complement what United Way Centraide Canada is doing. It's no costs, it's zero upfront, no risk whatsoever, and with tremendous upside potential for United Way Centraide. And we wanted to see if we could just nail down a time in the next week or two just to show that to you, if you were flexible.
Yeah, I mean, just to frame it, though, I mean, we as a federation, we're loosely aligned in the sense that each of our United Ways are separate and independent, and many of them already have crowdfunding platforms already. Some of the larger ones have invested and bought into some of the different private sector models that are available right now. So again, speaking to me is great, but in the sense of, you know, providing access to our members, it's almost better to connect with the larger major markets individually on, hey, here we've got this great thing, you know, we've got, you know, here's our client list, here's what we have. Does it fit into your local community model? Because I think that's the key. We're not like Heart and Stroke or Lung where a national head office decides on something. That being said, if there are tools and strategies that we think are products that we think are particularly helpful, we push them out to the movement as a possibility.
And that's why I wanted to talk with you. I totally understand that. We wanted to give you sort of a 10,000-foot overview, and at the end of the demo, you would go, "Wow, this is awesome! You know, we can complement and augment what we're doing with this." And this could be a good fit with ABC or DEF. And that way I can, you know, if you like what you see, you know, have a sort of a champion or ambassador as we approach any of your affiliates.
Yeah, and the other part, too, is crowdfunding may or may not be a priority for some of them. I mean, I guess it comes down to each community has its own strengths and weaknesses. So some organizations may not be ready for crowdfunding, and that may not be part of their, it should be part of everyone's portfolio. I get that part. But, I mean, given where they're at in their annual planning and what they're doing is locally, some of them may be focusing on planned giving and major gifts and not have the bandwidth to do everything all at once. So I guess everyone's sort of pacing things differently.
Oh yeah, no, I completely concur. And again, we've just launched in 2 weeks. We're getting just awesome response from organizations like I've mentioned and numerous others. And, you know, we started, you know, wanted to, you know, look at, well, what's the best route to deal with United Way? And so we went to the CEO president, and then she referred me to you. And all I wanted to do is really just get your feedback and opinion on what we've created for for your peer group and see if you might be flexible to just give you a 10 or 15 minute quick executive web briefing on their
team. Sure. So send me some any existing stuff that you have.
Okay.
Now as far as booking, I'm going to be brutally honest.
Sure.
I am, just making my calendar up. All right. So let's do a week by week. So that's, how do we do it? There's next week. The week of the 27th has a couple of options. Let's see.
Yeah, whatever's convenient for you, Rob.
Yeah. So let's look at something the 29th to the 1st. That's really the only window till the end of May. So if you want to send me a meeting request for that time, then we'll bounce it back and forth until we get it right.
Okay, no worries. Could we say, just to throw a date out there, so April 29th at maybe 10:30 Ottawa time?
Yep. That's open right now. So yes, send me the request, and if it's still open when I get it, I will respond back to it.
Awesome.
We're looking at a half hour commitment maximum, right?
Oh, maximum.
Okay.
Goes any longer, we're having too much fun.
Sounds good. All right, I'll wait for the request, and you have yourself a great weekend, and thank you so much for reaching out, Murray.
No problem. Enjoy and have a relaxing weekend in that sun over there.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.